The importance of faith. The dark night of the soul can seem interminable. A leap of faith is necessary if we are to weather its challenges successfully. But we must be careful, because faith can function on several different levels. For example, criminals may have firm faith that their next bank robbery will bring them millions of dollars. Or investors may choose catastrophic investments based on misplaced faith in the transitory world of the stock market. Although these are examples of faith, obviously the faith is misdirected toward mundane goals rather than spiritual ones. The idea is to develop strong, properly directed faith based upon the teachings of the saints and scriptures. In saner times, such faith would be strengthened by the examples of our peers in daily life. But in today's society, very few people live according to the scriptures. With no ready examples around us, we may devalue spiritual teachings or become frightened of them. This is why we must make a concerted effort to find and associate with other spiritual people. As we witness the positive effects of spiritual life on them, we gain more willingness to imitate their lifestyles. The scriptures abound with examples of proper spiritual behavior. Unfortunately, although we can gain enthusiasm from these stories, we may still view them as theoretical. We can all too easily dismiss the accomplishments of saintly heroes or heroines by saying, "Well, that's Jesus, that's Muhammad, that's the Goswamis. They are the sons of God. Of course I can't be like that." But we are mistaken. Such prophets and teachers have come to show us how to become exactly like them. Those Christians who consider Jesus to be God may believe they are elevating and respecting Jesus in this way, but actually they are doing a disservice. Jesus himself says in John chapter 5, text 30, "I can do nothing on my own authority. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me." By considering Jesus to be God, Christians are justifying the human tendency to err and minimizing the importance of trying to become like Jesus. They can excuse themselves by saying, "After all, Jesus is God and I am a mere human being." But Jesus reminded us that we could imitate his feats when he said in John chapter 14, text 12, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do." However, it is also true that in this Kali Yuga, or age of quarrel, we cannot easily imitate the saints. Out of his love for us, the Lord compliments our efforts because he knows how hard it is in these times to be saintly. He specifically says in the Bhagavad Gita that he maintains what we have and supplies what we lack. But his intervention does not come without a price. We still must reach a certain spiritual level and continue to work hard to receive the assistance that is available. Once we have reached that point, the Lord and his agents will seize our hands and pull us up. The Lord's mercy is always greater than his law, and God is constantly considering our mitigating circumstances and extending his loving help.